All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Absolutely, yes, you can. And I tell you what, guys, this is the best way to get your business off to a great start during the week. Get on this call every week, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. You can come to this call, and I say this every week, and I mean it, and you're going to see what I'm saying tonight. You can come to this call every week expecting to get some information that's going to make a difference in your business. That's why you should be on this call every week. That's why you should have your team on this call every week. Okay? There are many other conference calls. Plug into as many as you can, especially those that you can relate to. But every week, get you and your team on this call. We're going to have featured speakers that are in the trenches building the business. Not just theory, not just logic and ideas. We're talking about people who are getting their hands dirty, building their Ambit Energy business on a daily basis, and tonight is absolutely no exception. Now, listen, I got to tell you something. People are talking about Ambition 2017. You hear people saying, I'm registered for the big event. I'm registered for Ambition. My question to you is, if you've been in this business more than 30 days, why haven't you registered? Go ahead to your power zone. Go get into your power zone. Get on events.ambitenergy.com. Get yourself registered for our national conference. August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Dallas, Texas. If you're serious about your business, you got to be there. Now, if you've been in the business for 30 days or less, you get a special discount for registering within your first 30 days. Your cost is only $149. That's something you should really take advantage of in building your Ambit business. Folks, be at the national conference. But even sooner than that, we have Ambit Power Trip. That's right. It's coming up in just a few weeks. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. I'm actually on the website right now, and our VIP and Friday leadership breakfast registrations sold out. General registration and meals sold out. We've got general registration with the Friday leadership breakfast. We have a few tickets still left. We have a few tickets left for the Rio Ranch Steakhouse business presentation on the 21st. Guys, they're selling out. Get to ambitpowertrip.com. Get yourself registered for the general registration for the Friday leadership breakfast. And anybody that you know that's in the Dallas area, get them tickets so Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse presentation. You're going to want to do that, and you're going to hear some of the best speakers that we have, including our CEO, Mr. Jerry Thompson, Brian McClure, possibly Chris Chambliss, Ray Monty is going to be there, Philip Eckhart, Jerry Carter. Guys, it's worth it. You guys need to be there. Now, speaking of one of the featured speakers, it's my honor, and he is on the line, it's my honor to introduce to you my sponsor, my mentor in this business, and a guy that actually told Chris Chambliss no twice before getting started in his business and becoming the number one income earner, not only in Ambit Energy, but one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. Please welcome founding national consultant, top income earner, Mr. Brian McClure. Welcome to the call, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Bear. I appreciate it, and welcome, everybody. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule this evening to spend a few minutes with us on this weekly national business builders call. I want to talk about something I haven't talked about in a while, and it's really, really critical to the business, and it's posturing. You know, one thing that I'll tell you about our business is that people are obviously have to feel comfortable with the company. They have to feel comfortable with what they're asked to do, which is gather a handful of loyal customers and find other people to do the same thing. They've got to have belief in the fact that you know, they're going to get paid and the company is who they say they are, et cetera, et cetera. So there's got to be a belief in the company and some belief that they can get involved in the business and make some money. But let me tell you what's, I think, even more important when you're talking to somebody about this business is they've got to believe in you. You know, most people that come in our business have not been involved in direct selling or network marketing before. the vast majority of them. A lot of people have never owned and operated their own business. You know, they're employees. They're looking to make an extra, you know, $300-$500 a month, and they look at Ambit Energy as a vehicle to be able to do that with. And you know, it's new to them. You know, the concept of owning their own business is pretty foreign. Or if they have owned their own business, perhaps a couple of them have not worked out as well as they thought. And you know, they just don't have an entrepreneurial spirit or mentality is probably a better way to put it. They may have the spirit, but they just don't have a mentality of an entrepreneur. So they need to have support. You know, if you think about going back to your childhood, you know, you had structure around your life. You know, the first day of school, you had to be there by such and such, the class has started, and, you know, you went through so many minutes of math and so many minutes of reading, and then there was a recess, and then lunch was at a certain time, and you resumed school after lunch at a certain time, and then there was, you know, nap time or rest time in the afternoon between this time and that time, and then you had to be at the bus by such and such a time, and everything was very regimented, and people are used to regimentation in their life. You know, you show up for work, you've got to be there at such and such, you know, your morning break is at such and such, your lunch break is at such and such, and their expectations, policies, procedures, rules that you have to abide by. You know, you've got to get hall pass to go to the bathroom, to this, to that. You know, every business is a little bit different. But the bottom line is that there's structure. And what happens in our business is there's no structure. You know, it's basically own and operate your own business. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to that business. And there's no structure. There's no boss telling you you got to be here at this time, or rule in a school that says you got to be here at this time, or somebody saying, hey, you got to go home tonight and read this chapter, or hey, you got to go home tonight and write this report. In other words, your entire life you've been programmed to with structure. And what happens in our business is that there is no structure. You know, you get to build the business when you see fit, how you see fit, and for as long as you see fit, and build it to whatever size that you want to build it to. And so when a person gets involved in the business, and it's usually a subconscious psychological thought pattern that they go through, they have to be comfortable that you're going to provide the support, that you're knowledgeable enough about the business to help them become successful. And so what I can tell you is that people buy into you, okay, as their enroller, as their sponsor. You know, people buy into you even more so than they do the company. And again, I'm not saying that they, you know, they're going to get involved if they love you and they're not comfortable with the company. But the bottom line is that if they're not comfortable with you, they're not going to get in the business a lot quicker than if they have some little concern or discomfort with some aspect of the company itself or what we do. If they have a little discomfort there, you know, they say, well, I can overcome that, and, you know, that makes sense. I read this on the internet, but, yeah, okay, I get that. You know, people complain that, you know, when their electricity gets shut off, and, you know, there might be a little discomfort there, a little, you know, maybe they're a little tenuous about the business. But if there's discomfort or if they're tenuous about you, they're not getting in the business. Whereas otherwise, if there's a little something about the company, they may get in the business. So I say all that to say this. How you posture yourself, how you present yourself, is critical to the business. And posturing is all about belief. You know, action will take you out of doubt. Doubt will take you out of action. You know, so I want to give you some steps of how you can increase your belief in yourself and in this business. You know, if you've been in the business, you know, you have times where, you know, you go to ambition, you get blown out like a cannonball out of a canyon. You know, you're just super excited. There's big announcements. There's, you know, big money put on the table. You go and you work harder than you have all year long because you get that stimulus and that support from the group of consultants that you surround yourself with, and plus the stimulus that corporate gives us. You see all the recognition and the success, and you sit on the buses and you listen to this person and that person. Same thing happens at Power Trip. You know, you go to ambitpowertrip.com, register for Power Trip, and I tell you what, you're going to come to Power Trip and your business is going to go to a whole new level, an entirely new level. Than where it is, and at the speed at which, and the belief that you have in the business today, and so the bottom line is that you've got to have belief in what you do. So I want to give you you know, you say, okay, Brian, all this makes sense, you know, blah, 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 blah. So they're older people in the business. They go to Ambition, they get blown up, they get excited, and then they come back and they run into a couple of stumbling blocks at work, or a couple of people that start the business and never get their customers, so the bonuses don't pay out, or whatever happens, and that enthusiasm just kind of wears off, and then all of a sudden you're kind of back in that rut, you know, just kind of doing what you do, go to a meeting every once in a while, and make a call every once in a while, pass a magazine out every once in a while. Let's say you're brand new in the business. So the bottom line is that you've got to constantly put yourself in front of information and hone your skills in this business and get a higher belief, because without belief you can't posture, okay, which is what I'm going to talk about here in a second. Let's say you're on this call and you're brand new in the business. Maybe you've been in a week, a month, whatever. You know, you're relatively new in the business. First thing I can tell you is Bear told you right, get registered for Power Trip, get registered for Ambition, plug yourself into the system. But the bottom line is you say, well, how can I have belief? I mean, I've been in 3 days. I haven't even had a chance to get started in this business, haven't even been in long enough to get a paycheck, which brings me to my first point. Belief begins. And, you know, when you get into the business, you know, you have little or no thoughts of getting out of the business because you're excited enough to pay your $100, get involved in the business, and you're excited about it. And every week that goes by that you don't get a paycheck, a little chunk of that belief is eroded away. You know, I could sit here and talk to you about the hundreds of thousands of dollars I make in Ambit Energy, and that can motivate you temporarily. But then that little man or little woman in the back of your head is going to say, yeah, but he's been in the business 11 years, and yeah, but this, and yeah, but that, and yeah, but blah, 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 blah. You know, and you can rationalize away why that's not possible by you. And I can tell you right now it is. But if you don't believe it, then it's not possible for you to achieve that in the business that you own and operate, that revenue is driven to by Ambit Energy. I choose to believe that I'm going to go to $1 million a month. And guess what? I'm going to go to $1 million a month. You know, that's because what I believe. And I'm going to work hard enough and pay a big enough price and do what I've got to do to get to that sort of income. You know, and at that point, I might reevaluate and say, hey, I want to get to $1.5 million a month. But, you know, my goal from day one, so 11 plus years now, has been I want to get to $1 million a month. And I'm going to get to $1 million a month because I believe I'm going to get to $1 million a month. So if you're brand new in the business, how do you get belief? So let me tell you step one. The first step to get belief, okay, and the validation that this business works, the first step that you have to do is you have to get a paycheck with your name on it. And the way you do that is you gather two customers from Texas, or you gather three customers from the other markets that we're in, and you get that first jumpstart check. The other thing that I'll tell you is you want to get that check as quickly as possible. So minute one, you're involved in the business, you need to sign yourself up. You need to. You can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on customer gathering, and learn the methodology of how we gather customers. Again, that's topambitleaders with an S, topambitleaders.com. Click on training, click on customer gathering. Mary Mueto does a fantastic job on how to ask people to be your customer. There's definitely a right way and a wrong way to do that. And you need to get your customers right away. Anything that's in and verified by Friday pays you the next Friday. Okay, so if you get involved in the business on Wednesday, by Friday you've got your three customers or even five customers, so that you get the bonus that's in effect, which is most of the time there's a bonus in effect. You maximize your initial bonuses. Bottom line is you're going to get excited when that check comes, because what happens is it's a validation. Okay, it's a validation that the business works. Not for me or not for Bear or not for your upline or your sponsor or for anybody else, but a validation that it works for you. And what happens is you're able to go to work that next day, or you're able to meet somebody in the church, synagogue, temple, wherever your place of worship is. You're able to talk to your friend or your next-door neighbor, you know, whoever it may be, with conviction, because you've gotten paid. Ambit Energy no longer is a business that you hope to make money in someday. It's a business that you've made money in, okay, as in past tense. It's not a hope or a dream or a desire anymore. It's a reality. So if you want to build belief, the number one thing you have to do, if you're brand new in the business, you have to get a check with your name on it. You do that through customer acquisition. You should do it as quickly as possible. And as you bring people into your business, you should help them gather customers as quickly as possible. Okay, the second thing that's going to build your belief, and this might surprise you a little bit, but let me tell you the second thing that's going to build your belief. The second thing that's going to build your belief is somebody telling you, no, I don't want to do this business. So you show them the video, you go, you know, you put them on a three-way call, you follow our system. If you're not familiar with the system, again, you can go to topambitleaders.com and learn our system. But, you know, bottom line is you're working the system, and somebody comes along and says, hey, this just isn't for me. I'm not the sales type, even though we're not into sales, obviously. We're into education. We don't collect any money when we sign up a customer, which is what would have to happen for us to have to sell something. But, you know, you're not going to argue with them. You know, you're going to ask them to be your customer, and that's going to be in that. Why is that important? It's important because for every no you get, you're closer to a yes, okay? The probability that the first person you talk to about this business gets in the business is relatively low. I can tell you if you took the base of all the consultants that ever asked somebody to take a look at the business and had people look at the business, you're going to have more people who the first person they talked to said no than you're going to have that people said yes, okay? So what you want to do is you want to get a no, and the reason you want to get a no is that gets you a step closer to a yes, and it also validates that that's just the way it is. You know, we're in the sorting business. It's kind of like if you've ever been in a restaurant and they bring you to the dessert tray, right? And they say, okay, here's the creme brulee, here's the key lime pie, here's the apple brownie crunch, here's the pecan pie, here's the cheesecake, you know, here's the bread pudding, here's the banana pudding or whatever it may be. Do you want anything? And if you say no, what do? They just take the dessert tray and thank you, and they go and put it down. If you hesitate, you know, you might ask them a question. Well, what's your preference? Oh, well, you know, the most popular one is the apple chocolate crunch, you know, and they take the apple chocolate crunch. Well, now you've got somebody in your business. You know, how many people do you think buy a dessert in a restaurant when it shows up at the table, the meal's really set in and they don't eat it? Or maybe they just take a little tiny bite of it and say, oh, you know, I really don't need these calories, and they give it a second thought, and they leave it. They don't eat the whole thing. In other words, there are going to be people that get involved in your business that don't do anything. There are going to be people that get involved in your business, gather a customer too, and that's the end of it. There are going to be people that get involved in your business, gather a customer or two, and bring one or two people into the business, and then that's the end of it. You know, so that's just like the dessert tray. Most people don't even take a dessert. Those that do don't always eat it. Now, you have ones that'll eat the whole dessert and go, God, that was so good, give me one to go, you know, or give me a second one. Or you'll have people, you know, a group of people that everybody's getting dessert. Everybody eats the dessert. Every time they come to the restaurant, they get a dessert and eat the dessert. So you have all different degrees of involvement in your ambit business. But the first thing that has to happen for you to get your belief level up is somebody has to say no. And the reason is because that's one step closer to a yes. And then somebody else has to say no, and somebody else has to say no. And then all of a sudden what's going to happen is you're going to get a yes. And, hey, if you're fortunate enough to get a yes and the first person that you show the video to and first person that looks at the business, then fantastic. You know, I mean, that's great. You know, that's what you want to have happen. I'm just telling you that the odds are that's not going to happen. So number one thing you need to do to build your beliefs, you need to get a check with your name on it. And if you enroll somebody into the business, they need to get a check with their name on it as quickly as possible. Why is that important? Because that raises their belief, and it also raises your belief because you're going to get a matching a bonus for that having been accomplished. So the bottom line is every time you can get somebody started in the business getting a check and raise their belief because they get a check very, very quickly, it raises your belief. You know, it brings me back to the story of Norbert Hennessy, who's a great EC, been in the business almost from day one out of Scarsdale, New York. It's in Ray Monte's group, and the first 82 or 83 people that he put into the business, every single one of them triggered, because when somebody came into the business, they sat down with them. They didn't tell them to get customers. They went and helped them get customers. Well, those people did the same thing, and those people did the same thing. It's a monkey see, monkey do business, and checks were just flying everywhere, and everybody's belief level was through the roof, and that belief level caused Ray Monte to get promoted to the position of executive consultant in 60 days. And the reason was is that money was flowing. The reason people get into this business is to get money. The way you get money is through the acquisition of customers. No money is paid out at Ambit Energy, in case you haven't figured this out, without the acquisition of customers. You bring somebody into the business, they don't get any money, they don't get any customers, or they only get one customer or two in the Northeast, and they don't get the third one. They don't make any money. You don't make any money. Ambit Energy makes little or no money. You know, if they don't get any customers, nobody makes any money. So the bottom line is money is triggered through the acquisition of customers. When you're brand new in the business, you need to get a check with your name on it. When you're enrolling people in the business, you need to get a check with their name on it, which gives you another check with your name on it. So number one is getting money rolling in the organization and getting the belief up through that. Number two is getting a no if you're brand new in the business. You know, for every no, you're a step closer to a yes. So, and then the third thing you have to do is you have to attend events, whether it be your local meeting, whether it be a regional training, whether it be power trip, whether it be ambition. You know, there are going to be people on this call, and there are people on this call already. You know, I live in Pittsburgh. I live in Delaware. I live in New York, New Jersey, you know, Virginia, Maryland, you know, wherever, Maine. You know, oh, and power trip's here just in a couple of weeks. You know, there's no way I can make this one. You've already, before even finding out what the airfare is, finding out how you might be able to financially afford it, you know, before you've done anything, you've basically disqualified yourself from attending the event. That's okay. You're disqualifying yourself from getting the biggest shot of belief that you could possibly get, and a base of knowledge that would pay you over in the return of that investment, however how much money it costs you to come to Power Trip, several times over. But your stinking thinking, your negative thinking, which is why you are where you are financially, is, you know, oh, I can't afford it, it's too close, I couldn't get off of work. You know, all these thoughts start going through your mind, you disqualify yourself from attending, and so guess what? You're not going to attend. You know, there's a scant few people on this call that might be sitting there going, I got to figure out how to make that work. I got to see if John can take my place at work, because if I don't do 30-day notice at work, I've got to find my own replacement. I got to see if I can, you know, if you know, I could do this. And then, you know, who's going from this area that I could room with? Who could I talk to see if I could bunk up with them? Can I take a blow-up mattress and sleep on the floor? Can I put peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in my bag to cut down on my food expense? What can I do? How can I do it? On the Whatever It Takes program, how am I going to get there? What happens is when you go to events, whether it's Power Trip, whether it's Ambition, whether it's a meeting in the evenings, you know, at the hotel, whether it's an in-home that's going on in your organization, or whether it's a regional training, what happens is you get around like-minded people. You get around the positive people. You know, there are going to be some negative people there, but for the most part, you're getting around people that are successful. You're going to hear testimony. There's going to be a reinforcement that this business is doable for you and your family. You're going to get a piece of training here and there that says, oh, that's what I've been doing wrong. I need to quit saying this. I need to start saying this. Or, oh, I'd had this backwards. Or, oh, I needed to do this. Or maybe there's going to be a tool that's for sale there that is going to help you with the credibility of the company. You know, whatever it is, you're going to pick something up at that training. You're going to pick up something in the halls and in the luncheons. You know, at Power Trip, you can spend, I think it's an extra $25 to be able to eat the lunch at the hotel. I don't make any money off of that. It's an accommodation. But what I can tell you is, go sit with somebody that you don't normally go to your regular meeting with. Start asking a whole bunch of questions. You're going to learn as much in that lunch as you are in the morning session or the afternoon session at Power Trip, just being at that lunch, sitting next to somebody that's got an EC pin on. How'd you do this? Ask that question. Just sit there and listen. You know, ask a question and listen. You will learn. So you got to get money rolling in the organization. Step one is get a check for yourself. It's kind of like the airline. Put the oxygen on yourself first before you help somebody else. Otherwise, you're going to pass out and you're not going to make any money and you're not going to help anybody make any money. So you got to get a check with your name on it. Then you got to get a check as people come in your organization with their name on it. That revalidates the opportunity, raises your belief because you're getting a matching bonus. And then so that's all about acquisition of customers. Then you got to get some no's behind you. You know, you got to know yourself. You got to have the internal fortitude to say, okay, I've had somebody tell me no to the business. They wouldn't even sign up to be my customer, and I've picked up the phone and I've called somebody else. And then somebody else told me no, and I've called somebody else and I haven't quit. That's a validation that you've got what it takes in the business. And then the third thing to raise your belief level is you've got to attend events, any event that you can possibly attend on the Whatever It Takes program. And a lot of people have heard me tell this story, but when I first started, my first network marketing company was a company called Network 2000, and they marketed U.S. Sprint long distance back in the old pin drop commercials on television. For those of you that have a little age on you, when AT&T was deregulated, there were Sprint, MCI, and AT&T, and Network 2000 was the network marketing company that marketed U.S. Sprint long distance with the silver phone cards and the pin drop commercials. Well, there was a divisional director that had five states. I lived in New Orleans at the time, so it was Mississippi, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas. And he would go and do a rally. He would do a business presentation Friday night and the same training every single Saturday, and he'd do it 3 out of 4 weekends a month. And I lived in New Orleans at the time, and I traveled every single week. One week it was in El Paso. That's a long ways away from New Orleans. Other next week it might be in Jackson, Mississippi, or Little Rock, Arkansas, or Houston, or Oklahoma City, or Tulsa. Or, you know, it was in the major cities in the five-state area. And I would work really hard during the week to get enough gas money, and that's all I was worried about. Did I have enough gas money to get from New Orleans, Louisiana to there? Because I knew I most of the time didn't have, and say 90% of the time didn't have the hotel money. I'd just sleep in the car. I used to stop. There used to be a steak chain called Quincy's. And you go into Quincy's, and they'd bring you yeast rolls and butter and water. And I'd say I'd be waiting on somebody, and I'd eat the whole basket of yeast rolls. They'd bring you three. I'd ask. I said, well, I'm waiting on my friend. You mind bring me some more yeast rolls? The waitress would come bring some more yeast rolls. I'd eat three more, and then I'd say, you know, I guess he's not coming. And I'd throw a 50-cent or a dollar tip down, never shorten the waitress. There was no charge for the yeast rolls, and I would leave. That's how I ate, folks. In other words, I was on the Whatever It Takes program to put myself in front of a gentleman by the name of Charlie Regas, who went on to be the founder of AdvoCare, a very successful nutritional network marketing company that's around today. His wife runs it. Charlie has since passed away. And I learned how to build mechanically how to build a sales and marketing organization within a direct selling company from Charlie Regas and a lot of the other leaders that were involved in that company. I was in my early to mid-20s. I was green, you know, I'd never done anything like this before or whatever. And that investment of time and energy and that sacrifice has made me over the years millions upon millions upon millions upon millions, you know, well over $35 million in Ambit Energy alone. And so what I can tell you is that what I'm telling you here is life-changing advice if you'll take it. And it starts with getting on the Whatever It Takes program to get yourself to power trip if you can make it. You know, there's no reason you can't make it. There's literally no reason. I mean, unless you're physically incapable. But if you're physically capable, there's no reason you can't make it unless in your mind you decide not to make it. AmbitPowerTrip.com, all the breakfasts, all that stuff's gonna sell out. We'll have general admission because we've got a large room. But you want to get registered. You want to be there. So I've gone through three things. Triggering the money, which is acquisition of customers, getting no's initially in the business so that you eventually get a yes, which validates that you can do the second thing, which is enroll somebody in the business and help them gather customers. We only get paid to do two things. So number one is gather your own customers. Number two is help somebody gather customers. You got to get no no's to getting involved in the business to get to yes, to find somebody that's going to gather customers that'll get you a matching bonus. Then that validates that you're capable of doing the two things it takes to be successful in Ambit Energy. Gather a handful of personal, loyal customers and help other people do the same thing. And then the third way to build your belief is to get to events. Now, I told you that I was going to talk about posturing. And the reason I talked about belief first is that without belief, you're going to have little to no posture, okay? And I started the call by telling you that people will get into this business believing in you as a more important criteria than even believing in the company. So I want you to think that through, okay? Just think about it from a psychological perspective. If you think that this business might maybe work for you someday, or you're not really sure because you read something on the internet that was a little bit negative, or you have doubt, you know, what happens is people read that, you know, and the way that you hold yourself, well, I'm not really sure, well, I think so, you know, just your language of how you express yourself. You know, somebody asked me, does Ambit Energy work? There's no mealy, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, maybe, might sort of mentality. The answer is yes, and it's a definitive yes. And not only has it worked for me, it's worked for a lot of other people. And the reason it's worked for a lot of people is this company started from startup and is now a $1.4 billion company 11 years later in 16 states, started in one state, getting ready for international expansion. Canada's deregulated, Australia's deregulated, New Zealand's deregulated, Western Europe's deregulated, Great Britain's deregulated, and we're stepping into international operations for the first time as soon as we get licensed in Japan. Does this work? Yes. Is it going to work for me and my family? Yes. Why does it work for me and my family? Because they pay me hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. There's no hesitation because it's a reality. It's not a thought. It's not a dream. It's not a hope. It's not a desire. It's not a wish. It's real. You know, I'm sitting at my ranch in Whitney, Texas. I've got 2 3-bedroom houses that are just chock full of antiques. I've got a three-tier deck on the back of the river house overlooking the Brazos River. I've got 2 spas. I've got a heated swimming pool. I've got a party barn conference center that is 6,500 square feet with a commercial kitchen in it, knocked out, drop-dead gorgeous. I got the dog runs of all dog runs on the face of the earth. Sometimes I say if I pass away, I want to come back as Brian McClure's dogs. But the bottom line is I own all this free and clear, and the reason is because I had a belief in what I was doing. And so when I sat down with somebody about the business, There was no question as to, one, that I was committed to the business, and secondly, that I believed in the business. And so a person will follow a person full of belief and commitment more than they will somebody that's wishy-washy. So that's why I started the call by telling you the 3 things you've got to do to get belief in this business. You've got to get a paycheck with your name on it. You've got to bring somebody into the business or somebody's, you know, but it starts with one, and get a paycheck with their name on it that gives you a matching bonus. And then you've got to put yourself in front of the information and learn this business, learn this industry. You know, if I wanted to go be a nurse tomorrow, you know, and they say, okay, go give an IV to this person, you know, without any training, without anything, you know, what good would I be as a nurse? Well, if you're brand new to direct selling, you need some training. You need some direction. You know, you can earn as you learn. I mean, there are people that are clueless about this business, making thousands of dollars a month, but you've got to invest in this profession of direct selling, and that takes time. You know, you're not going to learn it until you've got several hundred thousand dollars in your bank account. And if you don't have there are people with a yellow jacket. For those of you that are new to the business, yellow jacket in Ambit Energy indicates that you've received over $1 million in gross revenue from the company. There are people in Ambit Energy that have yellow jackets that are clueless about this business. I mean, I'm talking about clueless with a capital C, capital L, capital U, capital E, capital L, capital E, capital S, capital S. I mean, I'm talking about clueless, screaming from the mountaintop clueless, okay? I mean, you know, but the bottom line is that they're full of belief. Okay, mechanically, they don't know how to execute the business, but they're full of belief, and people buy into that belief, and they get excited, and they go and do, and they follow. You know, people will follow. What is it that you're looking for? You're looking to follow a leader that's on fire. You're looking to follow somebody who's excited. You're not looking to, you know, follow somebody who's got a whole lot of doubt and could have, would have, should have, and this might maybe work, and I'm not really sure about that. Yeah, I've heard that it's not good about Ambit, and I don't know quite what to tell you about that. You know, you've got to take all that negative speak and you've got to leave it at the door, and you've got to enter into a new part of your business, and it's called posturing. When you're sitting down with somebody, you've got to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You've got to be excited. You've got to have belief in this thing, and you've got to physically transfer that belief to somebody so that they buy into you. Because I can tell you, a person can have some doubt about the business and they'll get involved in the business. If they have doubt about you, they're not going to get involved in the business. So, you know, you go to a meeting and there's a little politics at the meeting, and this one won't let you speak in front of the room, and this happens and that happens. If you're experienced, you know what I'm talking about, you know, and you get into the you know, little penny ante stuff that just does nothing but create negative thought, and then all of a sudden Ambit's not working for you, but you got to check on Friday. The bottom line is you got to take all that negative stuff, everything that anybody says about you or anybody says about Ambit, or, you know, negative stuff in your life too. You know, I mean, your boss is a tyrant and yells at you all the time. You hate your job. You got to take all that negative, okay, and you got to put it aside when you're talking to somebody about this business. And you've got to be a positive, effervescent person that's on fire about this business. And so if you're just a negative person, then what's the next step for you? It's to put yourself in front of information so that you can become positive. It's about putting yourself into a self-development program that'll get you from being a negative, you know, fundamentally a negative person, into being more positive about life. You know, I thank God every day my 2 feet hit the ground. It sure beats the alternative. You think about all the population of the world, everybody on this call, just by the fact that you have a phone to your ear, means that you're in the 0.5% of the population of the world from an income perspective. You live in the greatest country in the world, assuming that everybody on this call lives in the United States. You know, bottom line is, you know, you live in Japan, you live in Canada, you live in any of the great countries of this world, you know, you're so much better off than the vast population of the world, yet we complain about this and we complain about that. You know, oh, my car's getting old. You know how, what percentage of the population of the world has a car to begin with? I mean, are you kidding me? You know, so it's all perspective, and that's something that you have to work on. You know, that's something that takes years and years of deprogramming all that negative crud that's built up. It takes years and years and years of deprogramming all that to get yourself to a point where you can be positive. So the thing that I wanted to talk about is posturing, and you posturing yourself with belief and enthusiasm, and you know, it's the law of attraction. If you're an excited person, if you have a high belief level, people are attracted to that. They'll buy into you before they'll buy into the company. That's the theme of this call. People will buy into you, and it's more important to buy into you than it is to buy into the company. Yet we're going out there trying to sell the company. You know, this company, you know, Inc. 500, you know, we're $1 billion. We're the largest independent retailer of energy in the United States of America. All that's true. All that is something we want to share with people. But if it comes from somebody that then answers the question, well, I'm not really sure about that, and, oh, well, I'm brand new in the business, yeah, I kind of heard that there was some stuff on the internet that was a little negative, and yeah, they're you know, blah, 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 and you buy into all that negative stuff. The bottom line is, forget it, they're gone. So if you came to this call wanting a silver bullet, as I like to call it, or a nugget of gold, as Norbert Hennessy would call it, if you came to this call looking for something, what I can tell you is hopefully what you found is that you've got to work on yourself. You've got to posture yourself as somebody who's positive, excited, and successful in this business. Oops, Brian, you said successful. I've only made $100. How could I call myself successful? You know, that's a valid point, and I'm not asking you to be a fraud or to present yourself as somebody that you're not. Until you meet with success, you just point to other people's success. That's why we have the Success From Home magazine. If you're not using the Success From Home magazine, and if you don't know every single person that's in it and what they've done in life, you're missing the boat. You're sitting down with a nurse, you go to the Success From Home magazine, you point to Debbie Atkinson and say she had 3 nursing jobs, she quit her job, and she's, you know, and her husband made over $5 million in this business. You show that to a nurse, that has impact, okay? That gets their belief level up. So you use stories. We're a business of storytelling. You tell stories of other people's success, and then eventually you do that often enough, you're going to be able to tell the story of your success. And look, your success doesn't have to be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month or even tens of thousands of dollars a month. Your success can be, hey, I got involved in this business because I wanted to make my car payment, which was $250 a month, and I've more than doubled that. You know, your goals, your aspirations, where you are in your business has got nothing to do with the person that you're putting into the business. You know, if you were putting me into the business and I had a goal of making $1 million a month and you told me you were making double what you wanted to make, then I pray to God that I make double of what I'm going to make. And you know, the bottom line is that you can make a ton of money in this business. And until you start making a lot of money or whatever it is that you think you need to tell somebody to bring them into the business, just use people that they can relate to, you know, whether it be, you know, a racial thing or a religious thing or a gender thing or an occupational thing. You know, a single mom can relate to a single mom. An African-American can relate to an African-American. An insurance person can relate to an insurance person. You know, there's a relatedness in the stories that are in that magazine to the person that you're talking to. Blue-collar worker to blue-collar worker, executive to executive, you know, whatever it may be. You know, and then there's overlays. You know, it's a three-dimensional thing, you know. Bottom line is that all those stories are there. There's a wide girth of nationalities, ethnic backgrounds, races, colors, creeds, religious backgrounds, occupational backgrounds, and they're there for a reason. And so the bottom line is that it's really, 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 really important that you familiarize yourself with the Success From Home magazine. You use that as a tool to basically borrow somebody else's success as you're building your success. Hey, I hope you've gotten some value out of the call tonight. That's my purpose in doing the call. This business is about you building and posturing yourself for success. And I hope that you got some benefit out of my comments tonight. I hope to see each and every one of you at Power Trip. I'm off to Japan. I actually come back in the Thursday, fly back in from Tokyo on the Thursday that Power Trip starts. And so I'm looking forward to coming back and sharing with you some of my insights of what's going on in Japan as we work towards getting licensed over there. And then also sharing mechanically how to build a sales and marketing organization. I'm going to do, you know, at least 3 hours of the training on Saturday if I don't collapse from exhaustion from the jet lag coming back from Japan. But I hope that each and every one of you will find a way on the Whatever It Takes program to join us for Power Trip. Again, you can go to ambitpowertrip.com and register. And you can transfer those tickets, you know, up until a couple of days before Power Trip to somebody else if you can't make it, or you can transfer them at the event as well. All right, Bear, let's open it back up and let everybody say goodnight.
Hey, Champ, travel safe, have a good time, and tell us how to make it happen, okay?
Hard work.
Got that. I was talking the other week about your schedule and everything that you do. And I tell you what, people talk about a 30-day blitz. That's just your daily operation. And I appreciate you. I'm already concerned. You're going to get back on Thursday, and you're going to do an entire weekend with us, a power trip. You're going to need some rest sooner or later, huh?
Well, then after that, I got Ray Monty and his group coming to the ranch since they're all going to be in town, and we're going to spend 2 or 3 days at the ranch with a group of leaders from the Northeast. So then I get a day off. I'll be home 4 days between tonight and June 16th in Austin. So it's time to go to work. It's a special time in Ambit Energy.
Hey, folks, if you want to know why Brian McClure is the top income earner in the company, there's a clue right there. Hey, buddy, appreciate you. See you soon.
All right.